It's a cold, rainy afternoon when I meet Michał Górka, organizer of the fourth edition of the Angolan Dance Festival. For the past 6 years, Michał has been focusing in bringing various Angolan styles of dance, such as kizomba, semba, koduro and Afro House to Poland. I ask him what differentiates this Angolan festival to other dance festivals in Poland.
Our festival is the only one in Poland which focuses on Angola. There are many kizomba-dedicated festivals, since there are many different types of kizomba when talking about music and styles of dance. But we focus only on Angola, and it's the only festival to do so.
Łukasz Kowalczyk and Dorota Truszkiewicz, also known as Wamula, are both Polish kizomba and semba dance instructors. Łukasz previously tried different dance styles ranging from salsa bachata to tango and rock and roll. He explains what led him to kizomba and semba.
Kizomba, semba is natural. It is climate, it is origin, roots from Africa. And Africa for me is free. Africa helped me feel like a child because I am free in African dances. Not only kizomba, semba in different sukus, Coupe de Calais, Kuduro, Afro House. This is something special for me because my character is, I think, similar to Angolan character.
2013 Africa Danshar World Champions Yolanda Hankel and Asmara Dos Santos both live in Lisbon but come from Angola, and it's their second time in Poland. I ask Yolanda in what areas the students have improved year on year.
The rhythm is the most important thing and is the thing that we see. And the people are trying to dance with jinga. The jinga is the way to move our body, not just simple steps. Okay, it's something that you can see in African people. It's normal way to walk and dance, and they are very close to that.
She explains where the jinga comes from.
It comes from the confidence that you have. It's the way you walk and the way you show that to the people while you are dancing.
With salsa, merengue and other Latin and African dance styles coming and going, I ask Dasmara if kizomba is just another dance trend.
A kizomba não é uma moda. Isto tem uma cultura por trás.
Kizomba is not just a fashion thing. We have a culture behind it, and nowadays we have many instructors, and not all instructors are concerned in explaining the culture. Some may not even know the origins of the culture. They are just interested in money and teaching, and forget to tell what lies behind the culture. It's important to share this in order to understand where it comes from.
Cultura por trás disto, que é do povo angolano.
23-year-old Dorota Glabacha is one of the festival's co-organizers. Developed in Angola from the late 1980s, kizomba is known for its sensual style of dance. Dorota says that Poles struggle with the sensuality.
Well, one thing I can say is that people are afraid of this closeness. Kizomba is a very sensual style of dance. Some people are tense and don't understand that they can show their emotions when dancing without any hidden meanings. But in the beginning, it is difficult to get used to this closeness. People are afraid of this intimacy.
With Yolanda and Dasmara bringing the jinga over to Poland, next year's festival may be more sensual than ever. Philip Warwick for RFI in Kraków, Poland.